My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. I started meditating when I was a child. I did not know that I was meditating at the time, but came to understand what I was doing when I studied meditation in later life. Through a wonderful yoga teacher and friend, Judy Hamsa Spagnola, and synchronicity, I started facilitating guided meditation for others in my 40s. I discovered that this voice I was blessed with is not only a tool for communication, but also for healing, teaching, and spiritual connection. This week on Destination Unlimited, Judy Hamsa Spagnola joins me to share our meditation experience with you and invite you to participate in a series of guided meditations designed to relax, heal, connect, and enlighten. These are especially important at this time with the worldwide crisis and uncertainty. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited my beloved friend, teacher, and soul sister, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. Good evening, Judy.
Hi, Vic. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me at this critical time and sharing the wonderful gifts that you bring to us.
My pleasure.
Now, please tell us a little bit about how you got involved in yoga and your path.
I started getting involved with yoga actually when I was a teenager. I began watching it on TV. At that time, there weren't many yoga classes around, but I used to watch Richard Hittleman, which many of your listeners may never have heard of, and Lilias Folin. And I enjoyed watching those classes and learning of the different postures and asanas. So from there, I started reading up on yoga, and I had gotten a book with yoga postures in it, and I began practicing those. And I felt the desire to learn more about it and to perhaps teach it. I felt very drawn to this practice. Prior to all of that, As a young person, a teenager, I was interested in reincarnation. I started to do a lot of reading up about that, about life after death and different experiences and different books that I started gathering. I was interested in the teachings of Edgar Cayce. So I was always kind of pulled in that direction. So anyway, when I was in my 20s, I decided that I wanted to learn more about yoga, and I went to a yoga studio in Bensonhurst, which you know, Vic, as was the exercise studio at that time. And I met a person there, the teacher, and at that time I was the only person who showed up for the class. So we sat and we spoke and we talked, and I said, you know, I'm interested in learning to teach yoga. And she said, well, that's interesting, because I'm at the point where I'm looking for someone to be able to teach yoga, because I'm getting so busy, I can't handle all the classes that I have. This person was Diana Treglia, who you also know and have become friends with over all these years together. So I'm going back to the late 80s when this meeting happened, and Diana and I became very, very good friends, and I began following her around from class to class, learning, observing what she did. She worked with a lot of seniors in senior community centers, Jewish community centers, so I was pretty amazed at what she had people doing sitting in a chair, what she had people doing by utilizing straps and different props to help them to be able to do some yoga. So I began taking over some of her classes, not just the classes for the elders, but her regular classes. And that led me to continue my studies at Integral Yoga because at that time, Diana was not able to certify me as a teacher. So I went to Integral Yoga in New York City, and I signed up for my teacher training, basic 200-hour teacher training program. And that was, again, that was around 1988 where I took that training and became a certified yoga teacher. Now, after that happened, I was interested in teaching people who could not do a regular yoga practice how we could modify the asanas, the postures, to enable people who had limitations, etc., to be able to do yoga. So I asked the Swami who taught me, who trained me, Swami Ashokananda, if we could put in a gentler yoga classes, because I was noticing that people coming in to take a basic level one hatha yoga class were unable to do a sun salutation or shoulder stand of some of the stronger postures, and they would get up and leave because they would get frustrated. So I approached Swami Ashokananda and said, can we put together a gentle yoga class? And he said, sure, do it. So that's how my journey began, by working with people who had limitations and working with them to enable them to be able to do yoga, even though they were physically, they had various physical conditions or limitations, so they weren't able to do the, quote, standard yoga asanas.
Now, you were given the spiritual name Hamsa. Please tell our listeners what that means.
So when you take your teacher training at Integral Yoga, at the end of the training, they ask you if you would like a spiritual name. And I said yes, that I would. And at that time, the head of Integral Yoga was a Swami by the name of Satchidananda,
yes,
who founded Integral Yoga. He, as a matter of fact, was the Swami, if some of you people may remember Woodstock, who sat in Woodstock amongst all those thousands and thousands of people and spoke to them about peace and about loving one another. And he kind of was the first person who brought this to America and piqued people's interests. And this was at the time of the flower power and the hippie years and all of that. So he brought yoga to New York and established his Integral Yoga School. First, it began in somebody's apartment, and then out of that, it evolved into Integral Yoga, which is now on 13th Street in Manhattan. So he was the guru who the people who followed the trainings and teachings of Integral Yoga, they revered him and his practices. So he's the person who gave me my spiritual name. And it was explained to me that the word Hamsa in Sanskrit means swan. And the swan is supposedly able to discern between, if you give a swan a bowl filled with milk and water, they can extract only the milk and leave the water in the bowl. So the way it was explained to me is that they see the good, they can take the good out of everything. And that's that name that was given to me. And when Swami Ashokananda explained that to me and what it meant, I resonated with that because I was always the type of person who could always find something good in every person I met, even though other people would criticize somebody or judge another person or whatever. I would be the one to say, oh, but what about this? And he's so nice, but he has good qualities. So I always saw that other side that people didn't see. And, you know, maybe that didn't bode well with a lot of people. But for me, that was just how I felt. There was no question. So I've always been that way and always had that sense of being drawn to people and not not having to shun somebody because I was judging them for something that they may have done. I just didn't believe in treating people in that way.
What a wonderful, wonderful gift and a wonderful way of looking at people and looking at situations to be able to draw the milk from the water, the goodness from everyone. And that's a beautiful thing.
Hopefully it rubs off on some people.
Well, it rubbed off on me, and I got to tell our listeners our story together and how this manifested. And we'll be back with more of that story about my dear friend Judy Hamsa Spagnola and me after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.' Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my very special guest this week, my dear friend, my soul sister, my yoga teacher, and a woman who changed my life, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. I had been very spiritual as a kid. Our listeners know that my grandfather was a great source of my spirituality as a kid. And in my teens and early adulthood, that sort of was put on the side while other things were taking place and life was ensuing. And in my mid to late 30s, I had some issues with my back. And I had a wonderful friend, a Japanese sculptor, metal sculptor. And he said, "Why don't you take yoga?" And he planted the seed and it sort of ran around my brain for a little while. And then back in those days, I was living in Brooklyn. And there was a local high school, FDR, in Bensonhurst, and they put out an adult education newspaper with a list of classes that were available. My eyes were drawn to an ad that says, "Learn Yoga with Judy Hamsa." Something about the name just resonated with me. I couldn't explain it. There was just something about the name Judy Hamsa that drew me, and I said, "I'm going to take classes." And I signed up. And sure enough, I met Judy and started attending her classes. And one day she came to me and she said, "Vic, I love your voice. Would you facilitate meditation, the guided meditation?" Because every class had a guided meditation. And I started leading guided meditation. And with the guided meditation, we started going on to these wonderful yoga retreats up in Livingston Manor, New York, at the Zen Study Society, the Daibosatsu Zendo in Livingston Manor, New York. And we'd have these wonderful weekend retreats with all these wonderful yoga teachers who all became friends. We were all friends together. And I'd facilitate meditation up at those places. And at one of those retreats, somebody mentioned the word Reiki. Now, I had never heard the word consciously in this lifetime. But when I heard it, I said, "This is something that I have to find out more about." Judy also had the same attraction to it. And a couple of other friends of ours. And this was something at that point when we heard this. Now, this is all in the late 80s, I guess the early 90s when all this transpired. And it was one of those ideas, something we'll look into. Maybe, you know, this was like October. We said, we'll look into that next year. 2 weeks later, we were in our first Reiki class together. And Reiki became, for me, the spiritual accelerant that launched my reemergence in my spiritual path.
Yeah,
and, me too. And, And it changed everything. I am not going to go through that tonight. That's not what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. But I am so grateful to you for drawing the milk out of me and seeing the good in me, and also in encouraging me to pursue this, because I think I needed you to encourage me to do it, to get back on the path. So thank you.
Well, you were there, and I felt the same way about you at the time, and I did see something within you that I knew was special, and you're welcome. I'm glad that we have remained friends for all of these years.
Would you believe that? I think that's like 32 years ago.
A long time, yeah.
A long time.
And it's like yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
But it still is so familiar and so easy.
Absolutely. And so I asked Judy to join us this evening and to do a guided meditation, the first of our guided meditations. Judy, please tell our listeners what you're going to do and what the meditation is going to be about.
Well, I thought I would do a chakra meditation, considering all that's going on our planet right now. And we can all take a few minutes to focus in on our chakras and energy centers to help promote our own healing within ourselves. So for those of you who are not familiar with the word chakra, chakra is a spinning wheel of energy. And there are seven major chakras that sit in front of the spine and the subtle anatomy, which are not physically seen, but in meditations, many of the yogis have seen these various wheels of light within themselves and of color. Each one has a different color. So for those of you who are familiar with acupuncture, you know that in acupuncture, the acupuncturist deals with thousands of meridians, acupuncture meridians that intersect the body, that run throughout the body. For example, if I was having problem with my lungs, the acupuncturist might put a needle in my thumb. So that's the meridian that connects to the lungs, and it would help to open up my lungs. So where all of these meridians, and there are thousands of them, where they intersect in the body is through the chakras. So the chakra is that vortex that contains all of this energy, and it's a very, very powerful part of our body and our emotions and our physical body, etc. So when the chakras are not functioning properly, or when we get ill, it means that corresponding chakra is in a weakened condition, and there's something going on in that part of the body that's creating some sort of a weakness within us. So basically, in a nutshell, that's what the chakras are. So with this meditation, I'm just going to take you through each chakra so that you can visualize it and have a little bit of a deeper understanding of the purpose and process of the chakras.
And before you start, I'm going to do the true disclaimer for guided meditation. If you're driving a vehicle, operating machinery, have your stove on, an iron, anything, shut it off or go back later. And please enjoy this wonderful, wonderful guided meditation by my dear friend, my soul sister, Judy Hamsa.
Thank you, Vic. Okay, so let's just get ourselves comfortable, whether you are sitting on the floor or in a chair. If you're in a chair, your feet should be flat on the floor, unless you can sit yoga style in the chair and be comfortable. Better to be sitting up so that you don't fall asleep. If you're lying down, there's a tendency to fall asleep. So just get comfortable. The spine should be erect. And soften the lighting and just bring the awareness to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, feeling the gentle coolness of the breath along the tip of your nose. And breathing out, feel the gentle warmth of the breath along the upper lip. Breathing in, expanding the abdomen, the rib cage, the upper chest. Breathing out, contract the upper chest, the rib cage, and the abdomen. Take a deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a moment. And as you begin to release, begin to feel and sense any tension leaving your body now. Feel all anxiety and concerns leaving your body. And begin to feel your thoughts settling down. Feeling good, feeling so very, very good. Take another deep cleansing breath and hold it briefly and slowly let it go, releasing and relaxing, releasing and relaxing. Feel your body beginning to relax. Feel your thoughts beginning to relax. Relaxing your toes and your soles, your heels and your ankles, feeling a gentle warmth beginning to fill them now. Relaxing your legs, the calves, the shins, the knees and the thighs. Breathing in and out through the nose, moving the awareness up into your hips. Relax your hip joints, the hip bones, the buttocks. Relax the abdomen, allowing it to soften. Relax the solar plexus, the rib cage, and the chest. Bringing the awareness up higher into your collarbones and across both shoulders. Feel your shoulders gently soften as they slope downward and all tension flows away from them now. Relax your arms, your wrists, your hands, and each finger. Moving the awareness into the muscles of your neck and throat. Gently swallow as those muscles relax. Relax your jaw, your chin, the mouth, lips, and tongue. Be sure that your teeth are not clenched. And there's a soft, gentle smile with your lips slightly parted. Relax and let go. Relaxing the cheeks, the hollows of the cheeks. Relax your nasal passages, sinuses, the eyes, the eyelids, the eye sockets. Relax the temples, the forehead, the crown of your head, and the back of your skull. Slow, soft inhalations, followed by slow, soft exhalations. You are now where all that you see and do is correct, for there are no mistakes, no accidents, and no coincidences. All are merely learning opportunities, and this is so. Relax. And know that you are in complete and full control of your own body and your own mind at all times. Feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling good, so very, very good in this deep state of relaxation and healing. I'd like you now to begin to feel your connection with the earth as we move into our first chakra, which is located at the very base of your spine. This is called the Muladhara chakra, and it's a wheel of dark red light and energy. Feel this wheel of red light spinning downward from the base of your spine and into the earth. Feel it spinning outward and upward, visualizing, sensing the texture and the warmth of this color red as it fills the entire base of your body right down into your legs. With the power of this energy, you are connected to the earth, to all of mankind, personal relationships, your family, and your tribe. Through this chakra, we experience the fight or flight response. When we're afraid of something, we either want to fight and hold our ground, or we want to run away. And the biggest fear that all humans have is the fear of death. So this chakra, when it's functioning properly and in balance, it brings you power, courage, and strength. This chakra, the Muladhara chakra, is our right to have. This is your birthright. And now we'll move up to the second chakra. This is located outward and above your pubic bone. This is called the Svadhisthana chakra, the second chakra. It's a wheel of red-orange light spinning outward, feeling upward, forward and backward. Feel the connection in the spine where the energy flows out in front as well as in your back. With the power of this chakra, you have the ability to interact with others, to form long, rewarding relationships. This is the chakra of sexual energy and creativity. This is the chakra of self-esteem. You have the ability and the stamina to survive financially and physically on your own if you so choose. When this chakra is out of balance or weak, we have feelings of insecurity. When this chakra is healthy and functioning properly, we have self-esteem and our creative juices are flowing. This is our right to feel. So see that color orange, breathing it in. Feel it, visualize it, experience it, and allow as you exhale for that color orange to radiate and fill that entire lower part of your body, the reproductive organs, the genitals, our sexual creativity, our sexual tension. It's all within this chakra. The next chakra, the third one, we're moving up into the solar plexus. This is called the Manipura. Now visualize, sense, or feel this third chakra, a wheel of golden yellow light and energy spinning outward a few inches above your navel. This is the Hara. It's a very powerful center. It's the center of our personal power. With the strength of this chakra, you have control over your own power, self-respect, and self-discipline. Repeat in your mind after me, I love myself. I honor myself. I respect myself. And I accept myself just the way I am. Breathing in the color yellow, we release anger through this chakra and let it go. Don't hold on to the anger. This chakra is our right to act. For I understand that I am guaranteed only this day and each day into the future, I will earn and appreciate as it comes to me. Breathing in the color yellow, feel it spinning and pulsing and shimmering deep within the solar plexus. As we move up into our fourth chakra, this is the Anahata, the heart center. Feel, visualize, and sense your fourth chakra, which is the core of our spirit. Some have seen this as a wheel of pink, and some see it as a wheel of green light. Whichever feels most comfortable to you. Spinning outward from the middle of your chest, for this is the center of your emotional power. This chakra teaches us how to act out of love and compassion and unconditional, non-judgmental love. With the power of this love center, we can recognize that most powerful energy that we have is love. With the strength of this chakra, we have the ability to release emotional pain and to reach the inner peace that enables us to forgive. For love is the divine power. This chakra is our right to love and be loved. This chakra balances the lower three chakras, which are closely connected to the earth and are considered to be more male energy, and the upper three chakras, which are more feminine and connected to the heavens and spirit. Breathing in that color pink or green, whichever feels best for you. Feel it. Observe it. And see it shimmering and pulsing deep within the center of your chest. The fifth chakra is located in our throat, and this is called the Visuddha chakra. Please visualize, sense, or feel your fifth chakra. This is the center of will located in the throat. See this energy as a pure blue light spinning outward from your throat. With the energy from this chakra, we communicate with others, giving yourself authority over power of choice and power of the word. With the strength of this chakra, you have the control to make appropriate choices. Surrender your personal will to the divine will. For you alone have authority over yourself. This is our right to speak and hear the truth. When this chakra is out of balance, there are lies and deception. And we begin to get illnesses connected to our throat, vocal cords, thyroid, teeth. So this is about speaking your truth and not keeping things inside. Our next chakra, we move up into the space between the eyebrows. This is the Ajna chakra. Visualize, sense, or feel this chakra located on your forehead, above and between your two physical eyes. This energy is a deep purple light, an indigo color, very deep dark purple, pulsing and spinning outward from that third eye. This is the center of our perception, our intuition, the power of the mind. With the strength from this center, we gain insight to the impersonal mind. The lessons of detachment are connected to this center. With detachment, we can receive great gifts of inspiration and great acts of creativity and intuition. With the strength of this chakra, we can see and realize the truth. This is our right to see. When it's functioning properly, we become very intuitive, very perceptive. When it's a little bit out of balance, we are experiencing ignorance and we begin to question the reasons for our existence. So breathe in that color indigo. Feel it pulsing and spinning as it fills that entire forehead, top of the head, back of the head, the eyes, the ears. This is our right to see. And finally, chakra number 7, the Sahasrara. This is located at the top of your head as a brilliant golden white light or violet color, spinning outward, connecting you with the universe. This is your spiritual connector, tying you to divine power. This is the entry point for the universal life force energy, connecting all the lower 6 chakras together. Through this center comes the purest of energy, or ki, which is activated by prayer and meditation. With the strength of this powerful crown chakra, we are connected to our spiritually guided life force energy. We have access to healing powers, inner guidance, and insight from the divine. This is our right to know, and when this chakra is functioning properly, we have wisdom and understanding, and we now understand the meaning of our existence and our purpose here. Take a breath and let it go and feel and sense all 7 of these chakras pulsing and shimmering, glowing and filling you. You may find yourself drawn more to one than the other. For one reason or another, one chakra may resonate more within you. Just be the observer. Just sit and observe and see what feelings come up for you. You now have the power to live in the present moment. Feel your strength, your power, and your attitude, and know that you have the ability to heal yourself, and you have the knowledge to find the answers to all of your lessons. You are one with all, one with the universe, and one with the earth. You are a most important being, so special and unique and so loved. Appreciate yourself, love yourself, enjoy yourself, for in this moment of time, you have the opportunity to be all with yourself. Place one hand over your heart center and the other hand over your solar plexus. And remember always that you are neither above anyone else nor below anyone else, but equal to all. When you see another, find that love center in the other. Send love to that love center and beyond the physical personality, beyond the physical form. Feel the connectedness as we are all connected to one another. Where nobody is above or below you, but all are your equal. You are special. You are a child of God. You are no longer a victim, for in this moment you have once again found yourself, accepted your power, and accepted your place in the universe. Take this opportunity to bring all of you into balance and appreciate each aspect of all that you are, each of the gifts that you are, and each of the gifts of your chakras. Now open your heart and invite God into your heart and feel the emotions and the joy of being you coming together. Know that you are always welcome in this space in the universe, and anytime you wish, you can return to this space. So I'd like you now to take your hands and your palms together and rub them, making them warm, and place those warm hands over your solar plexus. And as the warmth penetrates your solar plexus, I'd like you to repeat to yourself three times, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am a peaceful being, and I radiate peacefulness to everyone around me. So be it. Breathe in the peace. Place your palms together once again, rubbing them, and place them gently over your eyes. You can hover them in front of your eyes if you do not wish to touch your eyes. And breathing in, repeat to yourself three times, I am light. I am light. I am light. I am a being of light, and I radiate that light to all around me. Breathe in light. Rub your palms together once again and place your warm palms over your heart center in the center of your chest, saying to yourself three times, I am love. I am love. I am love. And I radiate unconditional, non-judgmental love to everyone around me. Breathing in that love, allow it to fill your heart. And just take a few more moments and a few more breaths to allow this warm feeling to flow over you, to surround you, to protect you, to love you. Allow healing to take place in your body now as you visualize all your chakras in alignment like beautiful crystals shimmering and pulsing, helping to keep you healthy, helping to protect you, and to guide you along your own path, in your own time, in your own space. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes.
Judy, thank you so, so much. That was such a beautiful and moving meditation, and I'm sure that our listeners and everyone who has been graced by your lovely voice, by your Hamsa, because that's who you are that divine swan, that grace. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. I enjoyed doing this. It was very special being with you and doing this together. So I thank you.
We are soul family, my sister. We are soul
family. Yes, we are.
And I'll be back with another brief meditation coming back after these words on the Om Times Radio Network. This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Back on Destination Unlimited, for those of you who would like to connect with my beautiful soul sister Judy, she may be found on Facebook as Judy Spagnola, S-P-A-G-N-O-L-A. My deep gratitude to her for joining us tonight with that beautiful meditation. My personal favorite meditation features the four great archangels and the Shekinah, the indwelling feminine presence of God. The archangels are found in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Every faith and spiritual system has some manifestation of this, known by many different names and images. If you resonate with another form, simply think of that form when I talk about the archangels. There is no right or wrong here, just the perfect manifestation as you understand it in your tradition. So begin to relax. As your body relaxes, begin to direct your attention to your heart chakra. Notice how it feels to direct your breath into your heart and bathe it with love. The love that is your birthright. The love that we give to ourselves and know that we are worthy to receive. Continue to breathe into your heart center, and with each deep and cleansing breath, let go of any burdens you carry with the knowledge that in doing so, you are lightening your heart and allowing it to be filled with love. Your love for self, your birthright, and know that you are worthy of this love. Repeat this process using these deep and cleansing breaths to soothe your heart and comfort it. Begin to allow your breaths to return to your natural pattern of inhalation and exhalation. Feel how good it is just to relax and allow this natural breath to soothe and comfort you. Know that today is done and tomorrow will take care of itself. Give yourself the gift that is your birthright, total presence and total comfort in this perfect moment. As you go deeper into relaxation, sense the presence of your guides, angels, spiritual teachers, and all of those you call upon for comfort and peace. Know that they are present with you and are beaming unconditional love. You are worthy of this love. Know that they are here for you now and always. Know that you are never alone. Let yourself imagine that you can feel a presence along the right side of your body and the right side of your face. Give this experience on the right side the name Michael. The Archangel Michael's name means "who is like God." Michael carries a golden sword to protect you from anything that is not for your highest good. Know that Michael, or this presence as you know it, is always there protecting you. Now let yourself imagine another presence on your left side. Feel the gentle sensation just as on your right. This is the Archangel Gabriel, who is known to represent the strength of God. Gabriel also whispers soft and powerful affirmations. Sense Gabriel saying, "The strength of God is with you." You can experience both sides simultaneously, the "who is like God" on your right and the "strength of God" on your left. Allow yourself to sense something behind you. Imagine this is part of what is actually holding you up and supporting you. This is the Archangel Raphael, whose name means "God heals." Now you sense all three simultaneously. Michael protecting you on the right, Gabriel whispering sweet affirmations on the left, and Raphael the healer supporting you from behind. Next, with your eyes still closed, imagine a light is shining ahead of you in front of your face. Allow it to brighten and be warm. This is the Archangel Uriel, the light of God. And now you are surrounded on four sides: protection, strength, healing, and light. Finally, imagine a huge, beautiful cloud of light hovering above your body. This is the Shekhinah, the feminine indwelling presence of God, the Divine Mother. Allow the light of the Shekhinah to slowly descend, surrounding you with unconditional love, enveloping you with tender protection, cradling you in the softest, most peaceful state of mind you have ever experienced. Surrounded by angels, you're also in the arms of infinite kindness, infinite love, absolute security, and absolute safety. Know that these wonderful energies are always with you. Just call upon them when you need protection, strength, support, light, and love. Slowly return your focus to your breath. Take a few deep and cleansing breaths at your own pace and level of comfort. And when you are ready, open your eyes. My thanks again for joining Judy Spagnola and me this week. May these meditations comfort and reassure you, and may you and yours be blessed with health, happiness, and peace. I'm Victor the Voice Furman. Have a pleasant evening.